Kaylee, Celtic music from across the globe and across town. I'm Dave Baghdad, and I'm so glad you could join us. On tonight's program, we'll feature a mix of old classics and new releases. Thanks for being here. Cade Mila Falcha, you're very welcome here for this 169th edition of The Kitchen Party, Kaylee. I'm your host, Dave Baghdad, and we have a great show for you. Some things you may know, and a lot you probably don't. We'll begin this week with a look back at two of the most important Celtic groups of the last several decades, starting with Alton. Alton is nearing the 30-year mark as a band, and they've been consistently wonderful throughout. For now, we'll go back to 1993, which saw the release of their fourth album, Island Angel, which featured Marie Nihwini and Kieran Turish on fiddles, Kieran Curran on bouzouki, Dahi Sproul and Mark Kelly on guitars, and Frankie Kennedy on flute and whistle. And all but Frankie are still with the group. Alton was sort of on the precipice at this point, as the following year, Frankie would die, and the band would sign with Virgin Records, which greatly increased its profile. From Island Angel, we'll hear a set of reels, including Tommy Peoples, The Windmill, and Fintan McManuses. We'll follow that with another longtime group, the Battlefield Band, but first, here's Alton on The Kitchen Party, Kaylee.
Joined the army and marched a wall. He took the shilling, he took the shilling, and he's off to war. Come, laddies, come, hear the cannons roar. Take the king's shilling, and we're off to war. Come, laddies, come, hear the cannons roar. Take the king's shilling, and we're off to war. He looked so fine as he marched along, with kilt and spurn and his musket's gun. Ladies tipped him as he marched along. He sailed out by the Berwick Law. Now, laddies, come, hear the cannons roar. Take the king's shilling and we're off to war. Come, laddies, come, hear the cannons roar. Take the king's shilling and we're off to war. The pipes did play as he marched along, and soldiers sang out a proper song. March on, march on, cried the captain gay, for king and country, for king and country, we will fight today. The sound of guns and bayonets flashed in the morning sun. The drums did beat and the cannons roar, and the shilling didn't seem much worth the war. Come, laddies, come, hear the cannons roar. Take the king's shilling and we're off to war. Come, laddies, come, hear the cannons roar. Take the king's shilling and we're off to war. And on they fought and the men did fall, cut down by bayonet and musket ball. And many of these brave young men would never fight for the king again. Come, laddies, come, hear the cannons roar. Take the king's shilling and we're off to war. Come, laddies, come, hear the cannons roar. Take the king's shilling and we're off to war. Come, laddies, come, hear the cannons roar. Take the king's shilling and we're off to war.
That was the Battlefield Band, founded in Glasgow in 1969 and still going strong today. We heard the King's Shilling from their 26th album, Out for the Night. By this time, the band featured only one original member, Alan Reed on vocals and keys, joined by Mike Katz on pipes, Alistair White on fiddle, and Pat Kilbride on guitar and bouzouki. Alan Reed left in 2010, but the Battlefield Band continues to tour and release albums, even though their most long-standing current member joined the band nearly 3 decades after its forming. Before that, we heard from Alton, a group which, unlike the Battlefield Band, has maintained a tremendous amount of lineup stability. That was a set of reels, Tommy Peoples, The Windmill, and Fintan McManus's, from Alton's 1993 record, Island Angel. Alton were big fans of the Cape Breton fiddler Jerry Holland, and we'll have a set from Jerry now. His 1982 album, Master Cape Breton Fiddler, has been regarded as an important and groundbreaking record, and from that, we hear a medley of pipe tunes, Beauties of the Ballroom, The Trippers, and Miss McGregor's Favorite. He's backed here by Dave McIsaac on guitar and Hilda Chasen on piano. From there, we'll have a rousing set featuring Sean Keane on fiddle, but first, here's Jerry Holland on the Kitchen Party Cayley. Thank you.
everyone. I'm Marie Winnie from Alpen, and you're listening to the Kitchen Party Kaylee.
Sean Keane on fiddle there, with Dargai, the Marquis of Huntly, and the Mathematician, from the duo album he made with Matt Malloy, Contentment is Wealth. Sean and Matt were and are both members of the Chieftains, and they did this duo record in 1985, backed by Artie McGlynn on guitar, although the track we heard just features Sean. On the subject of fine fiddling, we preceded Sean with a visit from Jerry Holland, from whom we heard a set of pipe tunes. Beauties of the Ballroom, The Trippers, and Miss McGregor's Favorite from his highly influential 1982 album, Master Cape Breton Fiddler. We've played a lot of vintage Celtic music to this point, so now we're going to hear something brand new. Doolin, a French Celtic group from Toulouse, has just released its self-titled debut on Compass Records, and it's a corker. The band features Nicholas Bees on guitar, Wilfred Bees on accordion and vocals, Guillaume Cavale on fiddle, Jacob Fornell on whistle, Jocelyn Fornell on boron, and Sebastian Saunier on bass. Their debut record was produced by John Doyle, and since it's brand new, let's hear a pair of tracks. First up is a medley of Dunagore and The Road to Glentan, and then a song, Itinerant Singing Boy. So here we go with a pair from Doolin on The Kitchen Party, Cayley. Thank you.
And from 40 Farrier to AM, they send a label known of Remember December 59. The howling winds and driving rain. For the men who leave the land behind, for the men who'll never see land again. Formed that gallant crew, put their bone against the main. With the wind so hard and the sea so rough, they never see land or home again. Remember December 59, the howling winds and driving rain. For the men who leave the land behind, for the men who'll never see home again. December 59, the howling winds and driving rain. For the men who leave the land behind, are the men who'll never see home again. Five lay drowned in the cabin there, two were washed up on the shore, and eight men died when the boat capsized. It lost forevermore. Remember December 59, the howling winds and driving rain. For the men who leave the land behind are the men who never see land again.
You are listening to The Kitchen Party, Kaylee. That was Lifeboat Mona by The Boys from the Hill, a Welsh group, and their self-titled album. Before that, we heard Tommy's E-flat clog from Moving Cloud, featuring Paul Brock, Manus McGuire, Kevin Crawford, and Maeve Donnelly. This comes from their self-titled album, which came out in 1995. We're getting near the end of our show for today. I hope you've enjoyed our time together, and I look forward to having you join us again next week. I want to thank our sponsor, Nine Irish Brothers in Indianapolis. Reach us by email at kitchenpartykaylee, that's all one word, Kaylee is C-E-I-L-I-D-H, @gmail.com, by Twitter at @KPC_radio, or through our Facebook page. You can find podcasts and playlists from all of our shows at kpc-radio.com. For our final track this week, we'll end with Rosine Dove from Andrew Finn McGill. Until next time, I am your host, Dave Bagdad, and I thank you for listening. We'll see you here again next Friday at 8 p.m. Slán Ogat.
an old woman live by the seashore. Bow, balance me. There was an old woman live by the seashore. A number of daughters, 1, 2, 3, 4. And I'll be true to my love if my love is true to me. There was a young man come there to see them. Bow, balance me. He brought the youngest a beaver hat. The oldest one got mad at that. And I'll be true to my love if my love is true to me. Oh, sister, let's walk the seashore. Bow, balance me. While these two sisters were walking the shore, the oldest pushed the youngest oar. And I'll be true to my love if my love is true to me. Oh, sister, please lend me your hand. Bow, balance me. I never will lend you my hand, but I'll have Willie and all of his land. And I'll be true to my love if my love is true to me. Sometimes she sank and sometimes she swam. Bow, balance me. Sometimes she sank and sometimes she swam, until she came to that old mill dam. And I'll be true to my love if my love is true to me. The miller, he got his fishing hook. Bow, balance me. The miller, he got his fishing hook, and fished that maiden out of the brook. And I'll be true to my love if my love is true to me.
New music there from Wee Banjo 3, whose latest album, String Theory, is now available. We heard two tracks from this brilliant record, beginning with an instrumental set, Kentucky Grind, and moving on to a song, Two Sisters. We will definitely be hearing more from this album in the very near future. We Banjo 3 is currently on tour in the U.S., so catch them if you can. They'll be at the Dublin Irish Festival in Dublin, Ohio this weekend, and you can check their website for more dates and information about acquiring string theory for yourself. 2016 has already been notable for the strong crop of excellent new albums, but also, unfortunately, for the number of important Celtic musicians to whom we've had to bid farewell. The latest of these is Joe Durain, the Boston-based accordionist who died July 22nd at the age of 86. We're going to talk about Joe in detail in a moment, but let's have some music first. We'll start with Joe blasting through a set of reels, The Humors of Lissadell, Music in the Glen, and Johnson's. This comes from Joe's 1996 album, Return to Inishmore, on which he's backed by Carl Hessian on piano. We'll then hear the late great Jerry Holland on fiddle playing a set of hornpipes associated with Joe Durain. So let's begin our Joe Durain tribute on the Kitchen Party Cayley. Thank you. Jerry Holland there, the Cape Breton fiddler, with a set of hornpipes closely associated with Joe Durain, including Queen of the West, the Rose Croix, and the Great Western Hornpipe. This set comes from Jerry's album, Jerry Holland and Friends, and he was backed there by Alan Dewar on piano. Before that, we heard from Durain himself on a set of reels, The Humors of Lissadell, Music in the Glen, and Johnson's, from his 1996 album, Return to Inishmore. Joe Durain was born in Boston to Irish immigrant parents in 1930. His father played the button accordion, and Joe began to learn the instrument at the age of 10. By the time he was 17, he was a popular performer on the Irish dancehall circuit, and over the next 2 years, he recorded 16 tracks which became legendary due to Joe's brilliant, highly ornamented accordion work. We'll hear some of these in just a few minutes. Over the next decade, though, the Irish dancehall scene gradually dried up, and Joe, who was by then married with a family to support, switched first to piano accordion and then to electronic keyboards, playing popular music and Jewish and Italian tunes for weddings and parties. In 1990, when he was 60, he retired from music altogether. But then a funny thing happened. In 1993, his 16 sides recorded in 1947 were reissued, and while some assumed that Joe had died, he was discovered to be alive and well, although he hadn't touched his button accordion in decades. He began practicing, though, and in 1994 he made his first public appearance playing the button box in probably 30 years at a festival in Virginia, thus launching his second career at the age of 64. Let's hear some music from that second career. In 2004, he released a record called The Boston Edge with fiddler Seamus Connolly and guitarist John McGann. This record, released when Joe was 74, will give us our next two selections. First, we'll enjoy a set of reels, The Devil in the Dirk, The Trip to Windsor, and Brumley Bray, followed by a pair of hornpipes, Chief O'Neill's favorite, and The First of June. Clearly, Joe had lost nothing despite his advanced age, so sit back and enjoy the legendary Joe Durain on The Kitchen Party, Kaylee. Thank you.